Primera Swabhava Jaha Primera Sambandha Simani Krishnamura Nahi Prema Ganda. Wherever there is a relationship of love of Godhead, its natural symptom is that the devotee does not think himself a devotee. Instead, he always thinks that he has not even a drop of love for Krishna.
Ogni volta che si stabilisce una relazione d'amore con Dio, il sintomo naturale è che il devoto non si considera un devoto. Al contrario, il devoto pensa sempre di non avere nemmeno una goccia d'amore per Cristo.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that persons who are actually very poor because they possess not even a drop of love of Godhead or pure devotional service, falsely advertise themselves as great devotees, although they cannot at any time relish the transcendental bliss of devotional service. A class of so-called devotees known as Prakrita Sahajiyas sometimes display devotional symptoms to exhibit their good fortune. They are pretending, however, because these devotional features are only external. The Prakrita Sahajiyas exhibit these symptoms to advertise their so-called advancement in love of Krishna. But instead of praising the Prakrita Sahajiyas for their symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, pure devotees do not like to associate with them. It is not advisable to equate the Prakrita Sahajiyas with pure devotees. When one is actually advanced in ecstatic love of Krishna, he does not try to advertise himself. Instead, he endeavors more and more to render service to the Lord.
Attenzione, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur spiega che le persone che sono veramente molto povere, in quanto sono prive perfino di una goccia di amore per Dio o di puro servizio devozionale, si danno un grande affare per sembrare grandi devoti, benché in realtà non possono mai gustare la felicità trascendentale del servizio di devozione. Esiste una categoria di falsi devoti, detta Prakrita Sahajiya, che esibiscono talvolta sintomi devozionali per ostentare la loro grande fortuna. La loro, tuttavia, è soltanto una pretesa, perché il loro atteggiamento devozionale non è che una maschera esteriore. I Prakrita Sahajiya esibiscono questi sintomi per mettere in mostra il loro fittizio avanzamento nell'amore per Krishna, ma i puri devoti, invece di elogiare per le loro manifestazioni di estesi trascendentale, non amano la loro compagnia. Non è consigliabile porre per questa saggia al medesimo livello di tutti i devoti. Chi è veramente avanzato nell'amore statico per Krishna non cerca di farsi pubblicità, rinnova piuttosto i suoi sforzi per servire meglio il Signore.
In 1970, I remember Krishna Bhakta came from Vrindavan to our temple in Los Angeles.
Ricordo nel 1970 un Krishna Bhakta, tra virgolette, venne da Vrindavan al nostro tempio di Los Angeles.
And during Kirtan, that person swooned in ecstasy and fell on the temple floor and began rolling around.
Durante il kirtan, questo devoto si trasportava da destra nel tempio e cadde a terra e si rotolava a terra nel tempio.
So the devotees didn't know how to carry on communications with that person.
i devoti non sapevano come portare avanti la comunicazione con questa persona.
They wrote to Prabhupada and he wrote back that if it happens again, kick them in the head.
Scrissero sulla tavola dicendo, chiedendo come devono comportarsi. E Prabhupada risponde, se succede ancora, dategli un calcio in testa.
If they're actually in ecstasy, they won't feel anything.
Se è davvero in estasi, non sentirà niente.
I've seen this many times in India.
Io ho visto queste manifestazioni molte volte in India.
Unfortunately, the majority of times that I've seen it, it's been middle-aged women.
Sfortunatamente, la maggioranza delle volte che ho visto queste manifestazioni erano delle donne di molta età.
Who would come? I've seen it in Radharas Bihari Temple in Bombay a few times, and I've seen it in Vrindavan. They start dancing in a very interesting way, and then they twirl around and fall on the floor.
E l'ho visto nel tempio di Radharas Bihari, a Bombay, anche a Vrindavan, l'ho visto più di una volta. E loro si cominciano a danzare in un modo molto interessante, poi girano su se stesse e poi cadono a terra.
Despite my earlier training, I did not kick them in the head.
Nonostante la mia educazione iniziale, no, non ci avevo io, però non le ho prese a calci in testa.
But the devotees just went on chanting, enjoying the arti, and after some time they got up and went away.
I devoti semplicemente andavano avanti, cantavano e godevano dell'arti. Dopo un po' di tempo queste donne, queste persone, quando vedevano che nessuno si interessava a loro, si alzavano e si andavano via.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, or made it known, that he had two major enemies in Vrindavan.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur fece sapere che lui aveva due principali nemici in Vrindavan.
The Goswamis of Vrindavan and the Sahajiyas of Radhakund.
I Goswami di Vrindavan e i Sahajiyas di Radhakund.
Both of them were demonstrating a type of devotional service or Krishna prema that was utpat or a disturbance to the sampradaya, to the public, to everyone.
E anche due questi gruppi di persone mostravano un cosiddetto servizio devozionale o Krishna prema che in realtà erano un disturbo sia per il pubblico che per la gente che le volte diventavano.
I have over the years also seen and heard card carrying members. You know, card carrying members, I'm a member, you got your card, your membership card. Card-carrying members of ISKCON, huh? No, I'm just, it's an expression. In other words, ISKCON devotees who would consider themselves, everybody would consider themselves members of ISKCON, and some of them even quite popular with some following.
In questi anni ho visto molte volte dei devoti che si presentano con la testa di disco, insomma, dei devoti di disco, alcuni anche abbastanza popolari come seguaci,
who were very much bordering on sahajism,
che avevano la tendenza ad andare verso il sahajismo,
especially in the realm of bhajan and kirtan,
specialmente per quello che riguarda il bhajan e kirtan.
We have to be very, very careful in everything that we do if to get the result that is described by our acharyas and is described in the scripture.
Dobbiamo stare molto attenti in tutte le cose che facciamo se vogliamo avere il risultato che è descritto dagli acharya, i nostri acharya e dalle scritture.
When you go to the airport to buy a ticket, you have to tell the ticket salesperson exactly where you want to go.
Quando andiamo a comprare un biglietto in biglietteria, dobbiamo dire al bigliettaio esattamente la destinazione alla quale vogliamo andare.
You can't go and say, "I'd like a ticket to anywhere, please."
Possiamo andare a dire, ma mi piacerebbe un biglietto che vada dietro per qualsiasi parte.
And you can't desire to go to Bombay and ask for a ticket to New York, hoping that maybe it'll go to Bombay too.
E non possiamo neanche dire, per esempio, se desideriamo andare a Bombay, non possiamo dire, diamo un biglietto per New York, magari va anche a Bombay.
You have to define very clearly what is your goal.
Dobbiamo definire molto chiaramente qual è il nostro scopo.
And then you have to follow the authorized route to get there. Now, once I drove from Germany back to, I was the temple president of Hyderabad. I gave it the nickname Hyperbad. paper bad because it always has problems, especially financially.
Io per tempo in viaggio dalla Germania fino indietro a Gerba, dove c'era il presidente di quel tempio, a Gerba era chiamata la soprannominata Iperpeccia, che era sempre male perché c'erano molti problemi finanziari.
So as the president I had gotten a donation from Priyadayananda Goswami and I had gone to Germany to buy a Kühlwagen, a freezer truck, because you get them very cheaply in Germany. And I was going to convert it into a Sankirtan vehicle in India. Air conditioned. So anyway, I drove it across land, and this was in November of 1976, I believe. Yeah. In November, mind you, driving through the Turkish mountains, and in the mountains in Turkey going into Iran. Woo!
Abitato con questo furgone indietro, partendo dalla Germania, passando tutta la montagna della Turchia in Oriente, in questo caso, arrivato ad andare a prima linea, non più in India.
And the roads were, you know, at this incline going up the mountains, and there were solid ice.
Le strade erano molto ripide, molto, e c'erano il ghiaccio dappertutto.
If you stop, your diesel would freeze.
E se ti fermi, il diesel si congela.
And I looked over the cliff, both sides of the road at one spot, and there was two, we call them Big Macs, you call them lorries, down that side of the mountain, and there was another one on the other side.
A un certo punto ho guardato dalle sue montagne da una parte c'era un camion rovesciato, poi guardato dall'altra parte un altro camion.
Yeah, we can laugh now, but that wasn't laughing then. That's not the authorized way to go to India. I wouldn't recommend it. So in the same way, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidin Vidyakantiki Harir Bhakti Upadhyaya Kalpate, we should follow the proper path to develop our natural relationship with Krishna.
Allo stesso modo noi dobbiamo seguire il sentiero autorizzato che si fa sviluppare il nostro naturale amore per Krishna.
And please always be alert, always be conscious. Before you can become Krishna conscious, you have to be conscious.
Per favore, state molto attenti, dobbiamo stare sempre attenti alla realtà. Perché è essere molto coscienti, perché prima di diventare coscienti di Krishna bisogna diventare coscienti.
Don't let the weeds grow up.
Non lasciate che crescano le erbacce.
Cut them out.
Tagliatele.
You can only do this by constantly reading Prabhupada's books and constantly discussing with other strict Vaishnavas.
E per fare questo bisogna costantemente leggere libri sulla Prabhupada e discutere costantemente insieme alle volte che sono degli stretti Vaishnava.
And by constantly engaging in devotional service and in preaching work.
Impegnandosi costantemente nel servizio devozionale e nella preghiera.
The onus is on each and every one of us to do the needful.
E ognuno di noi deve fare ciò di cui c'è bisogno.
This is one of my very favorite instructions that Srila Prabhupada gave us. Do the needful. Balena parichiyate. Judge by the result. Are you getting free from kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya? Are you becoming more and more enthusiastic to preach Krishna consciousness for your benefit and for the benefit of the whole world? To facilitate your preaching, Srila Prabhupada has formed an institution.
Per facilitare la predica, Srila Prabhupada ha creato un'istituzione.
But the enthusiasm to preach Lord Chaitanya's mission should come from within your heart. It does not depend on the institution.
Ma il desiderio di predicare la coscienza di Krishna deve nascere, deve sorgere all'interno del nostro cuore, non viene dall'istituzione.
It is not that we, this is a very neophyte idea, that we perform devotional service because it makes us feel good.
E questa idea di compiere il servizio devozionale perché ci fa sentire bene, perché è un'idea molto neofita.
Arjuna wasn't feeling good about the battle.
Arjuna non sentiva molto bene della battaglia.
And that was his biggest mistake.
Questo era il suo più grande errore.
His biggest mistake was he was thinking, what about my happiness?
Il più grande errore era quello di pensare, allora cosa riguarda della mia felicità?
But Krishna had to teach him, no Arjuna, it's your duty to act.
No Arjuna, dice, dovete insegnargli Krishna, no, è tuo dovere combattere.
We're constitutionally part of Krishna, and Prabhupada mentions this in a verse in the Bhagavad Gita where he talks about Vaj, or what is the verse? Now, Manmana Bhava Madhbhakta, oh, okay. Now I forget, we were discussing, what was it?
Yoginam api sarvesham
madgate nankaratmana. Shraddhavan bhajate yomam. And Prabhupada compares the word bhaj. He looks at the word bhaj and he looks at some English equivalent and doesn't find the word worship to be quite appropriate.
Forse questo verso, questa parola base, se la Prabhupada accettava una parola ecclesia che producesse questa parola sanscrita, la parola adorazione, questa parola non era sufficiente per capire bene il significato di questa parola base.
So Prabhupada mentions in the purport that you may avoid being polite, or you may avoid serving some big personality who comes to your house, and you'll be considered impolite, uncultured.
Se trattate una spiegazione di genere, noi possiamo evitare trattare male una persona che viene ospite a casa vostra, e quindi saremo considerati persone incivili o maleducate.
But if you avoid serving Krishna, which is your constitutional position, then you're thoroughly condemned.
Invece però, se invece evitiamo di servire Krishna, che invece quella è la nostra posizione originale, se facciamo questo, allora invece saremo veramente condannati.
And you'll fall down from your constitutional position.
E cadrete dalla vostra posizione costituzionale.
So we should perform devotional service, even if we don't feel good, we should perform service to Krishna, because it is our constitutional duty to do so. Bliss will come, but that is not your consideration.
Ora noi dobbiamo servire Krishna perché questo è il nostro dovere costituzionale, anche se non ci sentiamo felici, dobbiamo continuare a servirlo. Poi la felicità verrà, ma questa non deve essere la nostra considerazione quando verrà la felicità.
Even in the most difficult situation, when it seems like, how could, I'm doing Krishna's devotional service, how could this be happening to me?
Anche nelle situazioni più difficili, pensiamo, ma io sto cercando di servire Krishna al migliore delle mie del modo migliore, come può tutto succedere questo a me?
My business failed, my wife ran off, you know, one after the other you can name problems that happened to you and excuses why you don't have to perform devotional service.
Mi ha fatto un male, mio moglie se n'è andata via, possono elencare tante difficoltà che possono passare e prendere come scuse per abbandonare, per smettere di compiere il servizio devozionale.
You should know that whatever is happening is an opportunity for you to come closer and closer to Krishna.
Dobbiamo sapere che qualsiasi cosa ci succede è un'opportunità per tutti noi di avvicinarci sempre di più e più a Krishna.
Therefore, you have to perform devotional service in a very intelligent, orthodox way.
Perciò dobbiamo compiere il nostro servizio devozionale in un modo molto intelligente e ortodosso.
Now, it is my duty to relate to you or recount to you things that Prabhupada said.
Ed è mio dovere ricordarvi o raccontarvi alcune delle cose che Srila Prabhupada ha detto.
Once in India, there was a class, and the deity doors opened and all the devotees paid their obeisances. So, Srila Prabhupada instructed them to know, huh? Yeah. You
offering your obeisances like this. In other words, you're already giving darshan to the holy name, to Shabda Brahma, and now you're going to stop holy name darshan for eye exercise, or eye darshan. Once Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was doing parikrama around Vrindavan, and it was announced that he was giving class in the evening. At the same time, it was announced that some of his sannyasis were taking groups of people around the temples of Vrindavan for darshan. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Prabhupada, spoke, and then the sannyasis returned from their temple darshans, and Bhaktisiddhanta said, "So, did you enjoy your eye exercise?" So we have to, think clearly on these things. We might not get to know them unless somebody told us. Or even I'm telling it, but you might want to discuss it with other senior people, see what they think. But I personally have experience where Prabhupada said, this is sufficient. Bhakti Vikaswami also has the same experience. Or others who may also have the same thing. So, whatever it is, our chanting, our thinking of Krishna, the way we think of Krishna, or even if we think about, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mayavadi Bhasha Shunile Hoy Sarvanash. If you hear, even hear, the discourses by impersonalist philosophers, Sarvanash, everything is ruined, everything will be finished. So we may not think in the West devotees think the Prabhupada's always talking about Mayavadis. I don't see any Mayavadis right now. What are these Mayavadis he's always talking about? Well, they're in the West too. And what is it? How does that go? Ayota ye kali chela dantai mala tilak nake. Here's a disciple of Kali. Kali Chela. And here is a disciple of Kali Yuga, wearing tilak nake on the nose, tilak on the nose, gala his neck, so gantai mala, neck beads and dhoti and everything, but Prabhupada at one point translated this, but the rascal is simply thinking how to steal your wife. He's making a big show that he's a devotee. He's simply thinking.
Questo verso che dice, ecco il cancella, il discepolo di Caritano, che porta il fila sul naso, porta la antimala, il toro, i dogi, però questo mascalzone non ha portato questo cancella, sta solo aspettando per arrivare a noi.
The Prakriti Sahajiya sometimes criticized pure devotees by calling them philosophers, learned scholars, knowers of the truth, or minute observers, but not devotees. On the other hand, they depict themselves as the most advanced, transcendentally blissful devotees, deeply absorbed in devotional service and mad to taste transcendental mellows. They also describe themselves as the most advanced devotees in spontaneous love, as knowers of transcendental mellows, as the topmost devotees in conjugal love of Krishna, and so on. Not actually knowing the transcendental nature of love of God, they accept their material emotions to be indicative of advancement. In this way, they pollute the process of devotional service. They try to become writers of Vaishnava literature. They introduce their material conceptions of life into pure devotional service. Because of their material conceptions, they advertise themselves as knowers of transcendental mellows, but they do not understand the transcendental nature of devotional service.
Talvolta i Prakriti Sahajiya criticano i puri devoti, definendoli filosofi, eruditi, conoscitori della verità, o attenti osservatori, ma non devoti. D'altra parte, essi si presentano come i devoti più avanzati, pieni di felicità trascendentale, profondamente assorti nel servizio devozionale, fatti per il desiderio di gustare i sentimenti trascendentali. Affermano inoltre di essere i devoti più elevati nell'amore spontaneo, di conoscere i sentimenti trascendentali, di essere i più grandi devoti nell'amore comunale del Krishna e così via. Senza conoscere veramente la natura trascendentale dell'amore del Dio, scambiano le proprie emozioni materiali per un segno di avanzamento. In questo modo contaminano il sentimento del servizio devozionale. Nel tentativo illusorio di poter diventare scrittore di opere di Vaishnava, essi producono le loro concezioni materiali della vita nel puro servizio devozionale. Chiusi nelle loro concezioni materiali, si presentano come esperti nella conoscenza dei sentimenti trascendentali, ma non comprendono la natura trascendentale del servizio devozionale.
So we really need tradition, Vaishnava tradition. We really need association with older and mature devotees, and we very much need to discuss and consult about everything that is happening to us in devotional service.
Abbiamo veramente bisogno di conoscere la tradizione Vaishnava, la nostra tradizione, di ascoltare e scambiare opinioni, ascoltare, imparare da devoti più maturi, che si dice che sono più avanzati, e consultare. Per qualsiasi argomento, qualsiasi problema, affrontiamo in modo diverso.
There may be emotions and things which we're not there before in our lives. We are gradually entering onto a transcendental platform.
Allora, nella parte emozionale ci possono essere delle emozioni, dei sentimenti che si manifestano, che prima non avevamo mai provato, sperimentato, visto che stiamo gradualmente avvicinando, entrando nella piattaforma trascendentale.
It is true that on the one side, we have come from Malecha Desh, a very fallen background. But on the other side, we have had very wonderful association, and such association has not been had by billions and billions of people in this world.
D'altra parte abbiamo avuto un'associazione, una compagnia meravigliosa di devoti, che nessuno
che gli altri, le persone non possono avere, non riescono ad avere questo modo.
We have reference from scripture, aho vata svapacito gariyan, yaj jivagre vartate namatupyam, te pusta puste juhu sasnuraya, vermanu chiranama granantiye te. Someone who is chanting the holy names of the Lord, even if previously he was a dog eater, we can consider that such a person has surpassed all sorts of rituals and austerities.
Se una persona canta il santiamo del Signore, anche se il precedente è stato mangiatore di pane, dobbiamo comprendere che quando si canta il santiamo del Signore, lui ha solo passato, superando tutte le austerità, tutte le pratiche dei rituali vecchi del suo vita passato.
I have seen paranormal things done daily on a regular basis.
Io ho visto varie cose soprannaturali su vari quotidiani giornalmente.
I have seen people had cancer tumors cut right out of them without any anesthesia, without any blood. It's not just hypnotism or auto-suggestion. We have videos.
Noi abbiamo anche dei video, ma non è il puntismo autodigestione, non l'ha visto mai.
We have photos.
Non le foto.
There are testimonies of thousands and thousands of people, actually hundreds of thousands of people.
Sono delle migliaia e migliaia di persone, anche centinaia di migliaia di persone.
Who have had miraculous healing.
E hanno avuto delle cure miracolose.
Not everyone, but many.
Non tutti, ma molti.
Didn't faze me at all, didn't. I was impressed, but not nearly as impressed as the miracle that Srila Prabhupada has done.
Però mi ha toccato così tanto. Sì, sono stato impressionato a vedere le cose, però non tanto quanto sono impressionato a vedere il miracolo che ha fatto Srila Prabhupada.
I am far more impressed, and I say this right from my liver, from my heart.
E io sono molto, molto più impressionato, perché lo dico per la mia pelle, non per il mio cuore. Sono molto più impressionato, lo dico per il cuore.
The operation that Srila Prabhupada has done on us is a miracle.
L'operazione che ha fatto Srila Prabhupada su di noi è un miracolo.
So it is a good idea to try to keep oneself in a humble condition.
È una buona idea per mantenersi in una condizione umile.
A devotee may say, Radharani says.
Radharani dice, non devoto vuol dire, ma Radharani pensa così.
I am the worst devotee.
Sono la peggiore devota.
Everyone is better devotee than me.
Tutti sono devoti migliori di me.
She's thinking like that.
Le penso così.
I remember once we went to a program, one very wealthy man in Bombay.
Ricordo una volta andando a un programma da una persona molto ricca a Bombay.
So it was one of those houses that looked like this place, only it was new, had marble all over it. And he had so many cars, Mercedes, Rolls Royce. after we left, we had dinner, and Prabhupada spoke to a group of aristocratic people, and after we left, in the car ride home to Juhu, Prabhupada said, whenever I go to the house of a big man, I always pray to Krishna, please don't let me fall down. And then we all thought, Prabhupada will never fall down. Why is he praying like that? When we discussed it later, we realized the reason that Prabhupada will never fall down is because he's always praying to Krishna. Please don't let me fall down.
Ed è per questo più tardi parlando insieme con gli altri devoti realizziamo che Prabhupada non sarebbe mai caduto in parte, ma proprio per questa ragione, perché stava sempre pregando Krishna di non cadere.
The reason Radharani, one of the reasons Radharani is the best servant of Krishna, is because she's always thinking that I'm not even a good devotee of Krishna.
La ragione per la quale Radharani è considerata la migliore devota di Krishna è perché lei pensa sempre che lei non è neanche un devoto, cioè non è l'ultima devota di Krishna.
So you may be a rationalist and you may say, how can I think like that? I mean, I washed the dishes 3 times today, I went out and distributed 150 books, and I did this and that and the other thing. How can I say that I didn't do any devotional service? Obviously I have love for
Krishna.
Is that the right way to think? Pride goeth before a fall.
L'orgoglio precede la caduta.
No harm in being humble. It's actually sweeter than arrogance. A lot of people have told me that. Nadanam najanam na sundarim kavitam va jagatisha kamaye mama janmani janmani shvare bhavatat bhakti ravaiti tai. O Lord of the universe, I do not desire material wealth, materialistic followers, a beautiful wife, or fruitive activities described in flowery language. All I want, life after life, is unmotivated devotional service to you.
O Signore dell'universo, non desidero ricchezze materiali, seguaci materialisti, ma della moglie o il frutto delle attività interessate descritte con un linguaggio pulito. Tutto ciò che desidero, vita dopo vita, è servirti disinteressatamente con amore e devozione.
I've seen it all, One of my friends, who's the global sales director for Northwest Airlines, she just went to India. Global sales director. Very big person. I had to go from New York to Bangkok last year to see about getting some treatment for a little problem I have. And she gave me and my assistant two first class tickets, just free donation, $10,000.
L'anno scorso dovetti andare da New York a Bombay perché ho una malattia, no? Bangkok. la malattia che ho in questa persona, gentilmente si regalò due biglietti a me e al servitore, gratuitamente, così, si regalò anche questa mostra, i veri di prima classe.
She told me she was going to India to sponsor a heart surgery clinic in Bangalore, and then she was going to Delhi for a few days, and she'd like to meet me, but I wasn't in India at the time.
Well, lei mi disse che doveva andare a India, Bangalore, per aprire una clinica per cure cardiache, e anche per andare a Delhi, e voleva incontrarmi in India, ma io non ero in India in quel periodo.
But I wanted her to have a good time, so sure, Maharaj, no problem. Then I called another man up in Delhi, Veda Vyas, who happens to own his family owns the largest light bulb and tube light company in India. Could you do this? Sure, don't worry, it's an opportunity for service, Maharaj. I'm very happy.
Stato chiamato a Bangalore un politico molto importante di lì, chiedendo di percorrere la presa di questa signora, di portarlo al tempio a questa macchina, per anche portarlo in giro per la sua di lei, sì, ma quello che ho chiamato un altro amico di Asana a Delhi, ma qui una persona che ha fatto una vita molto importante, per esempio tanto in giro di fatto di un bambino, e ha detto sì, ma anche noi possiamo portarlo in giro per la sua di lei.
So, I've been doing this for the last 25 years, and I can tell you very straightforwardly that having a lot of wealth does not bring you happiness, and it doesn't even make your Krishna consciousness more enjoyable.
Io sono 25 anni, ma ragazzi, come sapete, io sono trovato in molti anni di India, sono trovato anche nella raccolta di fondi di cui in contatto con persone di Cristo da tanti anni. Sono 25 anni, sono in contatto con persone di Cristo, perché in effetti ci siamo nati, lo dico direttamente, avere tanti soldi non si rende più felice, avere felice di che ci sono, e neanche rende più piacevole la persona di Cristo.
I went to Nova Gokula in South America. They have built a beautiful temple in the country, just underneath some beautiful mountains, marble and big heavy stones. They have about 15 or 20 peacocks there and nice gardens. And a lot of devotees have gotten some money from their parents or worked and saved some money and built nice houses just on the hills, going into the mountains, in nice areas. They have nice home, car.
I molti devoti hanno avuto un po' di mansione dei parenti, avevano un po' di soldi, soprattutto molti casi di vicino, le belle case, le colline intorno.
But the nicest couple that I met there was a couple that sells sugar cane juice to the people, the public that comes to visit the temple, and that's what they live from, the sales of their sugar cane juice.
La coppia più bella che ho trovato lì, una coppia che vende il sugo di cane zucchero, e loro fanno loro vivono così, quando vengono gli ospiti a visitare il tempio loro fanno il sugo di cane.
They've also built a house in the mountains.
Che loro hanno costruito una casa nelle montagne.
It's made from some bamboo sticks and that looks like one of the houses that we used to make when I was a young kid, and we called them tree forts, you know, kind of built in a tree, you know. Do kids have tree houses in Europe? You and your friends all get up there, climb up the tree, and you have a little house, and you throw stumps at people. And he didn't have a car. He had a horse that pulled a little cart, a small cart. And he invited me over for lunch, and we went up that mountain faster than any cart could go. The horse seemed to know exactly where he was going.
Con questo carro, con il cavallo, e sei andato più veloce di qualsiasi macchina, sul cavallo sapeva già di andare.
And they lived very simply with their two children, and they were really happy, wonderful people to be with.
Loro vivono in modo molto felice, perché loro sono due piccoli bambini, e molto felici, persone molto belle.
I've heard it said, I haven't heard Prabhupada say it, but I've heard it through the ISKCON grapevine that Prabhupada said that many of his disciples after this birth would probably go to the heavenly planets. Kunti Devi tells us, and she was really a superlative devotee. Of all the prayers in the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada especially liked the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj and the prayers of Queen Kunti. It's very good, very good. Kunti says something like this: Janma Aishwarya Srutha Srivir Edamana Vadatuman Naira Hatya Vidatum Vai Twam Akinchana Gocharam. If you really want to be successful, if you want to reach that destination, if you want to get free from misery, if you want to go back to Godhead and live a life full of bliss and knowledge. Then you have to give up your material attachments. It doesn't say you have to give up everything material, but your attachment has to be given up. Become niskinchan or akinchan. So, Mahaprabhu here says, Janmani, Janmanishwari, birth after birth. In other words, I kind of like not to have to take birth again, but my main consideration is devotional service. And if that's what Krishna wants me to do, you're my prananath, you're my Lord. This is taking us so much deeper than our culture has trained us or what people do for their spiritual life or their religious life. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other bhakti literature, taking us so much deeper. The experience is so much more profound. Even in the face of the greatest misery, a devotee does not feel distress. But we have to be prepared to pay the price. We have to be prepared to walk an extra mile. What? Extra miles, yeah. I don't really consider myself a brahmana, a sannyasi, or even an ideal devotee. And I can give reasons. I'm not just saying it to increase my popularity. I can give reasons. I like prasadam. Forget Uduro Pasta Vegam. I'll never give up my attachment for pasta. The other day, we went to one devotee's house, and it wasn't my fault, but the lady of the house served spaghetti, and it was really good spaghetti. And it was Croatian spaghetti, it wasn't Italian, so the sauce was very heavy, you know. And you know, she piled on the Parmesan. It was just too much. You know, it's almost, I've seen the Italian Alps, you know, the white, you know. I was so sick afterwards. I had to immediately go from the table to a bed and lie down for 20 minutes. And then, on the way home, at her house I tried Vajrangasana, but that didn't do it. you know, sitting on your heels, you know. On the way home, I knew there was only one remedy. Maybe we should turn the tape off. I had to do it. I had a Coca-Cola. It's the only thing that would have digested it. And I'm one of those guys who served Prabhupada chocolate. And I know at least three other devotees who also did the same. Yamuna. Anyway, we'll get more people in trouble. But but I can, you know, I'm not trying to make any pretension. I'm just not a very good Brahmin or sannyasi or guru type devotee. But I do want to keep association with devotees. Lifetime after lifetime, you know. I'm going, the last 4 years, I've been going through really heavy stuff. I haven't got a worry in the world. I haven't got a worry in the world. So, I suggest you follow my formula. Chant Hare Krishna. Have no worries. And be happy. And there's one more. The first three were from Prabhupada. The last one's from me. Chant Hare Krishna. Have no worries. That's an order to all of you. Have no worries. Really? Be happy. There's two options. You can be happy or you can be unhappy. To be or not to be. So be happy. And it takes work. You have to do something to be happy. Laugh a lot. And the last one is have fun. Under all circumstances, have fun. Okay, we've had enough fun for today. Are there any questions? Yes.
Okay.
After what? Oh! I did. Yeah, that was. I got. Of all places, we made it over the mountains, which was amazing. But then I got stuck in Istanbul. I got a big freezer truck because it was only 27,000 Deutschmarks. It was a 911 diesel. Big, I mean, it was just the right size, powerful engine and horse. But then I had some money left over, and while I was leaving Germany, I saw this very, very beautiful older, it was a diesel, it was a saffron Mercedes car, and I just couldn't resist the temptation. I could see myself riding around the Hyperbad in a saffron Mercedes car and making like members, so I bought that, and the guy was very nice and sold it to me cheaply. And But before we even got out of Germany, the engine seized up. I had to tow it along behind me the rest of the way. And so when I got to Istanbul, I took it into a mechanic shop to try and get it repaired. And I actually didn't have any money with me. Driving across the, you know, the wild lands of Middle East, and I didn't have any money, so I couldn't, they wouldn't let me leave Turkey without the car, and it was still stuck in the garage in Istanbul, because, you know, they must have seen me coming a mile away. They fixed the car and then charged me about 10 times what it should have cost them. So I stayed for a month in Istanbul, living in the back of my Kulwagen with another devotee and trying to get some money. Finally, a Treya Rishi sent me some money from Tehran. And then I got the car out and we drove to Tehran. The car broke down.
Dopo passato molti peripezie viaggiando con questa macchina, mi si è rotta, forse tornato per un mese a Istanbul, probabilmente dentro nel furgone, poi mi hanno chiesto molti soldi per poterla riparare, poi si è di nuovo rotta, perché non mi hanno dato dei soldi.
This was actually, it was 1978 now. You see what happened, I remember I was in Vrindavan when Prabhupada was leaving. We'd all gone to the group. And he had said that Krishna had told him that if he wants to stay or not, it's up to me. Prabhupada, if he wants to stay or not, it's up to him. And so he told us that I'm leaving it up to you. So you go and discuss whether you want me to try and stay or what.
In quel periodo si era trattato, prima si era trattato quando è stato molto male, allora una volta disse che Krishna aveva lasciato a lui l'opportunità di restare, di morire o di restare. Krishna aveva deciso tu, aveva detto Krishna Palivano. Però Paolo ha detto ai suoi discepoli, ha detto decidete voi incontrarvi e decidete voi se devo restare.
So after a short discussion, quite impassioned discussion, we all decided that we had to beg Prabhupada to leave, to stay. Some people actually said let him leave. So we went in, and Kirtan Ananda was going to be our spokesman, and he got down on his knees in front of Prabhupada's bed, and then he just started to cry. He put his head right on Prabhupada's bed, and he couldn't stop crying. Prabhupada just put his knees down.
Il Tananda era quello che doveva parlare,
Then Brahmananda came forward and said, Prabhupada, we want you to stay. We need you. You have to stay.
And
everybody was silent. It seemed like 12 years or more. And then Prabhupada said, okay. Okay. Everybody, it was, we didn't know whether to laugh or to cry or what to do. It was the most amazing up and down roller coaster I've ever been on. So I actually thought Prabhupada was going to stay. He said he would stay. So I thought, as was always my custom, that that I should get out and serve Prabhupada. Not just sit around. And then when I got to Germany, I got the news that
Prabhupada was there.
I'm sure you've heard it before, but it was like someone dropped a ton of bricks on your head. Time stopped. Everybody had the same reaction. I actually got into some kind of I guess you could call it an illusion, but it was an illusion based on love, or an illusion based on strong desire. I developed this illusion that Prabhupada would come back again, that he would somehow or other rise from the dead like Jesus Christ or something. I mean, I'm more or less, I'm a science background, a computer programming background, a rationalist, but somehow or other I needed to hold on to Prabhupada. I couldn't let go. And this was the only way I could think, was that he'll come back and lead us again. My Kali Yuga memory is as good as yours is. The last sentence. Well, I had this very strong desire that Prabhupada would return again and lead us.
Io avevo questo grande forte desiderio che sia Papa tornasse ancora e ci guidasse ancora.
So I was going along thinking like this and feeling very sad and just holding on to this concept, and then on Prabhupada's disappearance day of the next year, we installed Prabhupada's Murti in Radharas Bihari Temple in Juhu. On his Vyasa
songs.
And I remember them bringing Prabhupada's deity from behind the deity room. Obviously, you all know Bombay deity program is very big. And there are many rooms behind the deities. So they brought Prabhupada's deity out. And I was leading kirtan, and we were all just in ecstasy, chanting and jumping and screaming. Then I had this tremendous realization as I was seeing Prabhupada come towards the Vyasa Sun. I said, Prabhupada, you returned. It was actually more of a vision. It was more of I wasn't thinking about it. It wasn't something that I was meditating on, that this would be the fulfillment of it. But when it actually happened, it just, my whole body filled up with this wonderful feeling that Prabhupada was returning.
E quando io non è qualcosa che mi ero preparato, non è che devo stare aspettando quel momento in particolare, non da solo, una cosa che è venuta da sola, quando sulla Prabhupada del passo ho sentito questo, era di Dio il forte sentimento che Prabhupada stava tornando.
Anyway, when I got to Iran, that was in 70, no, it was, let's see, November, I was in Germany, but I think I reached Iran by January of 78, and I stayed there for a month or so preaching, and then we came to India for the Mayapur festival, all the devotees from Iran. I think finally I never really got to use that van at all. It ended up going to Nepal where it was sold and made a profit. But ever since I joined, you know, I think Canada is one of the largest countries in the world. It's 2,000 miles across and extends quite high up to the Yukon, although a lot of it's ice. But apart from spending maybe 4 or 5 months there at one point in 69, I've never been to Canada. I've always been somewhere else in the world. And I don't know, you know, you see those posters. Join the army and see the world. Whew, gosh.
se voltea a utilizar yo con la trepata de modo que sombrero, estoy diciendo que ho fatto molte esperienze, giorni anche difficili, però non avrei mai potuto sopravvivere se Prabhupada non avesse dato un meraviglioso regalo alla coscienza di Krishna.
Pick up, don't be shy, these are our friends. He says this lady's getting tired. Gotta go home and see his wife and kids. Yeah, we got it. You had a second question. That's what I said. They see so many faults and problems in the institution, therefore they don't have enthusiasm for preaching?
Because the children preaching is specific.
No. That's all wrong. Okay.
L'entusiasmo di fabbricare ci viene dal cuore, non dalle istituzioni. Però sono delle persone che dicono che l'istituzione ha così tanti problemi e quindi non riescono a trovare entusiasmo per fabbricare.
Lord Chaitanya's mission is going to spread all over the world. There's nothing about ISKCON Incorporated. About ISKCON Incorporated.
La missione del signor Chaitanya si diffonde a tutto il mondo, non c'è qualcosa come visto incorporato.
But we do need some kind of an institution to preach effectively.
Però abbiamo bisogno di qualche tipo di istituzione per predicare in modo efficace.
And my sentiment is that it would greatly diminish Srila Prabhupada's prestige if we allow the institution which he designed and set up to not succeed.
La mia impressione, la mia condizione è che noi diminuiremo molto l'importanza di Srila Prabhupada se noi non permettiamo che la sua istituzione non abbia successo. L'istituzione che lui ha creato
Therefore, my sentiment is that I will be the last person in ISKCON. In other words, everyone else can go away, and I'll be the last person, but I'll still keep preaching Prabhupada and Prabhupada's ISKCON.
Tante parole tutti gli altri potrebbero andarsene via, però io lo stesso voglio restare qui a continuare a predicare con Prabhupada e visto di Prabhupada.
My enthusiasm, if I were to base my enthusiasm is based for my love for Srila Prabhupada.
Il mio entusiasmo è basato sul mio amore per Srila Prabhupada.
Therefore I want to see his institution thrive.
Ed è per questo che voglio che la sua istituzione abbia successo.
I there's a symptom in hunger in Africa. You see these little kids and they've got big bellies and, you know, they've got no arms and, you know, gaunt faces and a big belly.
Sono delle persone quando sono affamate, sono dei sintomi, degli aspetti, come i bambini affamati hanno le braccia fibile, lo stomaco vuoto.
They're actually suffering so much from malnutrition that you can't immediately give them food.
E loro soffrono così tanto per la malnutrizione che non si può neanche farli mangiare subito.
There's a point that you get to in malnutrition where it becomes a downward spiral, which is very hard to reverse. Some devotees may get into that spiral. I won't. I'm not going to let the institution influence my desire to preach about Srila Prabhupada to that degree. I'm not going to let the institution influence me to that degree.
Se io non permetto che l'istituzione influenzi a quel punto il mio desiderio e l'entusiasmo di meditare.
So therefore, even in the worst of situations, even if we do the craziest things, but I'm still going to keep trying.
Anche nelle situazioni più facili, più difficili, io continuerò ancora a provare.
I don't have anything else to do. I don't have any other family but the devotees. I have a mother, I have two brothers, a sister. One of my relatives is the chairman of DuPont, Canada, the company DuPont Chemicals. I've got lots of relatives, I've got lots of places to go. I can tell a good joke at a party, I can be fun. But this is the only family that means anything.
Questa è l'unica famiglia che ha un po' di significato.
And the only reason they mean anything to me at all is because they're trying to serve Srila Prabhupada.
L'unica ragione per la quale loro hanno un po' di significato, hanno significato per me, famiglia, l'unica ragione per la quale questa famiglia ha significato per me è perché loro, cioè dei loro, stanno servendo Srila Prabhupada.
I don't even look at people for their achievements. I might be impressed by someone's achievements, but I look at people to see what is their heart. They sincerely trying their very best to overcome their past conditioning and trying to please Srila
Prabhupada.
I don't even care if they fail a number of times. As long as they keep trying.
Non importa se molte volte fallisco, se varie volte fallisco. Ma quando continuano a provare, se continuano a provare, non importa se tante volte fallisco.